about being happier, right?
Yep.
Virgin Radio 104.4, the Dubai Fitness Challenge is on. Download the app, register, and be part of 30-30. Even if you've missed the first, what are we at, 8, 9 days or whatever it is, 14 days?
Yeah.
It's okay. You can still get on it and still be part of it. In studio right now, we've got the CEO and president of UFC Gyms, Mark Mastrov, and Adam Sedlak. Sedlak in studio with us. Give him a big round of applause, guys. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Do you guys just talk fitness all your lives? Because even during that song, I was just talking about fitness. Do you?
You know what's funny is that fitness has been my only job. So if Mark ever decides to fire me, I have no job I can go to.
And can I ask you this? Because I feel a bit of pressure with what I do here in the country. Do you feel like you always have to remain fit? As in, if you put on a couple of kilos, you got to be like, I can't. I am the CEO. I'm the vice president. You know what I mean?
President. Yeah. Before we even get there, my kids will cap on me. So between my wife and my kids, they're like, Dad, you gained some weight. What's going on? So it's, yeah, definitely you always stay conscious of it. But, you know, I believe that you work out so you can eat what you want, do what you want, burn calories, you know, eat intelligently. But you want to go out and celebrate. You want to have your cheat days. You want to have the food that you want to have on certain days of the week. And you pound the cardio and the weights and the, you know, UFC programming to kind of keep the body in good shape.
Biggest tip for someone who are in their cars right now saying, I don't have the time, I don't have money, I've got kids, I've got nowhere in my
life. Sounds exactly like me.
It is Rossi. Yeah. Says that to me all the time. I'm always trying to get him in the gym and
I feel guilty, you know, like leaving the kids. But it's a bit of a respite, isn't it? It's a bit of a break to go and exercise. It mentally recharges you as well.
For me, if I didn't have that gym life in me, if I didn't pop down to the UFC gym or go for a run or just do something, I think mentally I struggle. You know, I feel like it's more of a mental thing for me sometimes than that physical side, you know?
Mm.
What advice can you give people who are trying to manage that time? You guys are presidents and CEOs and your schedule's crazy. How do you fit it all in?
Well, Chris, there's 168 hours in a week.
Yep.
Right? And the number one, you know what the number one health enemy is? Why people don't get fit?
What is it?
Procrastination.
Okay.
Right? Procrastination.
Yeah.
It's very easy to fall into that routine of doing nothing. And listen, we're all busy, right? I'm sitting here in Dubai, fly 18 hours, and it's hard to make sure it's part of your lifestyle. But it just takes one day, 1 hour of that day to do something.
Yeah.
And not only is it going to impact you physically, but it's going to impact you mentally, right?
Yeah.
So what people sometimes do is they think they have to get perfectly fit overnight. I mean, you're a walking example, right, of how fit you become. And we were just talking about the transformation that you went through. Well, listen, not everybody's going to be able to achieve that in 3 or 4 days. But can you do a little bit something one day? And then can you do a little bit something in the second day and the third day? That's it. Just a little bit.
So
and it's a game of calorie expenditure. Can you burn more than you take in? That's all it is.
It's maths, right?
It is.
Simple maths.
It is. That's why I count my calories every day, working out what I'm putting in.
Yeah.
Mark, are you still the part owner of the Sacramento Kings?
Yeah, I am.
You own the NBA team?
I do.
I love the NBA. And how is that?
It's crazy.
How do you, running a basketball team, an NBA team, and being part of it is, obviously, there's a big job as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And in our basketball team, we did a big development. So we built a brand new arena, and then we put in about 1 million square feet of retail and developed that, plus a hotel. So it was a big project for a few years. We got it done. And then we focused on our team. We're really young, but we're playing super well this year, sitting in second place behind the Warriors, which is not an easy task. But we've got a very young team with a lot of great young players. And the NBA is a blast, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm a fan like you are. I'm a fan first. And then I'm lucky enough, you know, knock on wood, to own a piece of a team and have some fun with that.
Next, great. If I come to Sacramento, can I hit you up?
Oh, when you come, I got great seats for you anytime.
You're there.
Anytime.
Let's not talk basketball. I support a football club called Everton.
We
need investors. Any chance?
Don't get into Everton football club.
Get into Everton. No. I thought for sure you'd be a Liverpool guy.
Oh, no. You need to go to the Premier League, man.
Yeah.
You should do something in the Premier League.
We've been in there looking at times.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We spent time looking at the teams.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who have bought there.
Yeah.
It's exploding.
Mr. Henry. Yeah, for Liverpool, obviously.
Rossi's just talking football now. I like it.
Rossi's just trying to campaign for Everton. Well,
he's the leader of the Everton supporter club in the country. Yeah. So,
how many fans are here?
14.
All right. You guys are legends. Thank you for joining us here at the Virgin Radio Studios. CEO, president of the UFC gyms across the world, Mark Mastrov, and of course, Adam Sedlak. Thank you so much, guys. You're amazing.